Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hello and welcome to Toon Jam, Spooky Edition! Oh, it crept up on us all. I feel like we were highly unprepared.
Oh, definitely. For this one.
Usually we're so amped for it, but I guess just, we just got carried away with everything this year.
Yeah, it's truly spooky. It crept up on us like a ghost.
Oh boy, even better in a way.
Yeah.
Too spooky. So yeah, welcome to Spooktober here on Spook Jam. My name is Matt.
And I'm J-Man.
And today we are spooky. All right, sorry, that's enough of that. Okay, yeah. We are covering this month, obviously, as always, we will be covering spooky episodes and spooky shows and such. So where do we begin on this year's 2022 Spooktober? Where else other than with Mickey Mouse?
Oh. Mouse
that started it all, I guess, in a way. Yes, we are talking about Runaway Brain. So this is a Mickey Mouse short. Let me tell you a bit about it if you've not seen it before. Maybe you're thinking, what is that? Maybe you're thinking, I remember that. Let me tell you. Runaway Brain is a 1995 American animated comedy horror short film produced by Walt Disney Feature Animation, featuring Mickey Mouse and Minnie Mouse. The short centers on Mickey attempting to earn to pay for an anniversary gift for Minnie. He applies as a lab assistant for Dr. Frankenollie, but finds he is looking for a donor to switch brains with the monster he has created. Featuring animation by animator Andreas Deja, who worked on Beauty and the Beast and such films with Disney, it was first released in 1995, attached to the North American theatrical showings of A Kid in King Arthur's Court, and in 96, attached to international theatrical showings of A Goofy Movie, which is where I saw it. And in 99, attached to Australian theatrical showings of Toy Story 2. It would be the final original Mickey Mouse theatrical animated short until Get a Horse in 2013. Although it received mixed reception from audiences, the short was nominated for the Academy Award for Best Animated Short Film at the 68th Academy Awards, losing to the Wallace and Gromit short, A Close Shave. Later references to the cartoon have been made, but they are sparse, so they are in two games, actually.
Yeah.
One of them, Disney's Magical Mirror, starring Mickey Mouse, where the cartoon was featured as a reflection or something in the mirror. And the monster from it appears as an optional secret boss in Kingdom Hearts 3D, Dream Drop Distance. in Traverse Town. So, yeah, very rare you see it about. The short was released on May 18th, 2004 on the Walt Disney Treasures Mickey Mouse in Living Color Volume 2, 1939 to today. But today being May 18th, 2004. So quite yesterday. And it was also available as a Movies Anywhere exclusive digital download with the Walt Disney Animation Studios Short Films Collection, but is not included on the Blu-ray DVD disc set. And it's actually very hard to get hold of. And is considered, like, it's not been banned, but it's
like shadow banned.
Yeah, shadow ban. Disney don't like to, like, obviously it's popped up in a couple of games, I guess, but they don't like to share it. And I know like things like merchandise are very hard to find to do with it. They did do some, and it's usually found outside of America. But yeah, it's due to its over spookiness, I think.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of it is to do with Mickey Mouse being portrayed as a monster in a part of the film.
Yeah, I think that's a lot of the controversy, isn't it?
Like, yeah. And I think that's where it kind of, things kind of fall and stuff.
I saw as well, like, one of the few on-screen deaths of a character in around that era as well.
Oh, really? Is that when the Doctor turns into a skeleton?
Yeah.
Yeah. It is like quite, it's like, there's like, I watched it when I was a kid and it didn't bother me at all. I don't feel like it affected me outside of what you were used to seeing.
Yeah.
But there are things that would surprise you perhaps that were in a Mickey Mouse cartoon.
Yeah.
It's like playing a video game at the start. It's like a Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs, Mortal Kombat.
Yeah.
which is quite funny. Apparently, I was reading up on this, so apparently, initially, they wanted to include a first-person shooter based on Bambi.
Oh, what? That's amazing.
But that was rejected, so they had to get
Snow White. Where are those writers? They need.
Yeah, that's. That would have been pretty good.
It's pretty dark.
But yeah, that did make me laugh. But yeah, there are moments in it that are a bit like, you know, this like Minnie's shopping for a bikini.
Yeah, I definitely found that more jarring than anything else in the show.
Yeah, I think there's a lot of stuff that they probably just don't even say why they don't like to show it.
Yeah.
But I think there's a few bits in it that just kind of don't, you know, they are, it's a 90s cartoon, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
And I think that was very much, you know, Mickey Mouse is a bit more sacred to Disney than that. So that's probably why it's hard to find. But yeah, so that's our spooky episode today. So before we carry on discussing it, it does have a rating. But only on IMDb, so 100% Rotten Tomatoes easy.
No doubt.
But what do you think the rating for this is on IMDb? It's out of 1,100 people.
I'm going to say
7.8. Well, you are close, but you are not on the money there. It's 7.3.
Oh, too high. I went too high.
Yeah.
7.3. That's still not a bad score, though. That's not
no, bad. Yeah, it's pretty good. And I think a lot of the sort of down votes are to do with the controversy behind it. So.
Right, yeah. Like Disney executives going in and just down.
Well, I think just like, you know, there's some people that just, you know, they believe that Mickey Mouse is sacred.
Yeah.
You know, you can't touch Mickey Mouse.
No.
So I think it's like, it's so different that it just doesn't tick everyone's boxes.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, so there you go. I mean, still a reasonable score though.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's that. What about Twitter? Has Twitter got much? I'd be interested to know what they're saying.
Yeah, a few people remembering fondly, a few maybe not so. There's a lot of people kind of bringing it up to, just as sort of like a reminder, I think. So we've got It's Just Jesse Too, who says, "It's once again that time of year where I talk about how much I love Runaway Brain for being more edgy and rebellious than your average Mickey Mouse short. The fact that Disney doesn't want to do shorts like this again and that this short isn't on Disney Plus is a damn shame."
Yeah, it is an interesting one that they don't show it anywhere, really.
Yeah.
Because it's like, yeah, you know, I guess I can see why they don't want to do more. I don't know if I agree with it, because it's kind of like, it's quite refreshing.
Yeah, yeah.
But it does, there's certain things about, obviously, they are very precious about Mickey Mouse.
Yeah.
And, you know, he's playing the video game and stuff, but he's so busy playing that he's ignoring Minnie. Which to them is kind of like not something I guess they want Mickey Mouse doing. He kind of becomes a different character in a way. Like the whole premise is kind of different. So you take it, even I would say, like, you know, you look at the new stuff.
Yeah.
Mickey Mouse is still in some pretty, you know, crazy situations.
Yeah.
Like in that new series, but he. He as a character is always still very Mickey. So I think I can kind of see the differences in what they want out of it in a way.
Mm.
I did enjoy this, but then you think maybe, I don't know, maybe there's something to it in a way. I don't know. What do you think?
I mean, I think, I don't know why they'd want to bury it though. Like the fact they it's definitely like a part of the history. I don't think it does much by trying to pretend nobody made it. It's in there, you know. It's one episode out of like hundreds of Mickey Mouse ones. Amount of people that are going to stumble across it is probably not too many.
It's not even that bad, is it? Like it really isn't bad.
No, somebody brought up on Twitter as well that like that's kind of banned or whatever. But there's a horror episode of the new Mickey Mouse where like a lot of the characters are like undead, and there's definitely like visual shots of like Goofy and stuff where they're essentially zombies. They've got like body parts falling off.
If you can get like there's like a, like they do a comic books and stuff as well. And on the front cover, one is Goofy as a zombie.
Yeah, yeah. So yeah, so why is that allowed? But this one isn't. That seems
strange. Wonder if it's not really. It's something that they've never really talked about.
Mm.
So I wonder if the monster imagery is not actually the reason behind it. Do you know what I mean?
Mm.
It's those things like, the whole mini thing. No, I've not read that anywhere. But the whole mini bikini shopping thing.
Yeah,
I feel like that could be something to do with it.
Yeah, I think also like antagonist Mickey Mouse as well is probably a big part. But I feel like there's maybe been other versions of that, like maybe not to this degree where he's actually like a monster, but like to have Mickey in the role of, you know, someone that's causing chaos, I guess, is kind of bad for the image or whatever.
So,
it's interesting. We've got Confact Farm who says, "I remember seeing previews for Runaway Brain when I was a kid, and just thinking how surreal it was that there was an actual Mickey Mouse property I wanted to see." And then in brackets, I was like 9.
Yeah, what a strange thought for a 9-year-old.
I know. So they're just not a Mickey Mouse fan, but then clearly like a horror fan or something. So
yeah.
Definitely opens up to a bigger market there. Eh, Disney? Eh?
That's it. There you go. So, I mean, it's clearly ticking boxes for other people.
Yeah, yeah. We also have Jayist J-Man, who I'm inclined to believe everything that this person says.
This, just to clarify, this is not you.
This is not my burner account, no. That's J. Mantis. It says, again, it's just a rumour and may be more nuanced, but it is a fact that Lasseter, as in John Lasseter, hated that obscure Mickey Mouse short, Runaway Brain, and has tried to shelve it from the public eye for decades, despite it getting a cult following over time. So there's a rumour that's a fact. I don't want to say anything about JSJ, man, because I believe they speak nothing but truth. But that could be something, you know, just the right execs not being fond of it and then burying it.
But John Lasseter is no longer with Disney.
No, he's not anymore. But at one point he was CEO. He was named the most important man in animation. So definitely it would have had the power to kind of like shelve it. So that could be something.
But I mean, the only reason I'm inclined to believe that he's not at least the sole reason is because obviously all the stuff with Disney Plus.
Yeah.
You know, that's not him.
No, it's not him anymore.
Maybe
they have legacy power. Do you know what I mean? Maybe something goes into the vault. I don't know.
Just because he might not have been the only one.
Yeah, yeah. So yeah, very interesting. Inside knowledge from JSJ, man. Appreciate that. And then finally we've got Sunny Apple Pie, who says, little known fact about me, my fight or flight kicks in whenever I see anything of that Mickey Mouse Runaway Brain short. It scared me that bad as a kid that I can't physically look at it or I instantly feel sick.
Wow.
That is quite a reaction.
I mean, yeah. I mean, that alone, I guess, if people were scared of it as kids.
Yeah.
I mean, I remember watching it and, you know, not being afraid of it, but, you know, that's just me.
Yeah, kids get scared of stuff.
I mean, if there's, you know, if it had a camel in it, I'd have been different.
Oh, and you'd have been gone.
I'd have been gone, mate. But, like, yeah, if it's scaring kids.
Mm.
Then that's an answer right there, isn't it, I guess?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, that's probably an extreme example, but still, the fact that can happen to anyone, we're running a risk.
A kid being scared of Mickey Mouse is like, you can see at least from their point of view, why they would never want that.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Yeah, I mean, as a kid as well, you're just kind of irrationally scared of things, and you don't really know how to deal with that. So, it can give like weird reactions and stuff like that. So, that's kind of, it makes sense. You can kind of see the opposite side of the coin there on that one.
Yeah.
It's like,
So there you go. I mean, it could have been like, I was reading sort of, they wanted to make a new one, and some of the ideas that they were going to do instead of this, like they pitched and stuff. Yeah. One was about, it was something to do with like, they were on a cruise ship, Mickey and Donald, and Donald was trying to kill someone on the ship.
What?
Yeah, that was one of the storylines.
What?
That they never made, obviously.
Yeah.
So they obviously had something. I mean, the 90s, man, they loved spook.
Yeah. Yeah.
But yeah.
I mean, I guess Mickey Mouse is such an icon that you can't really kind of compartmentalize like stuff, because you couldn't just do like a dark Mickey series because it's still Mickey Mouse.
Yeah, you know what
I mean? Like, I guess other brands kind of have that option where it's like, well, this is a bit different to the main stuff.
And it's like, you know, like Disney's the only company that you really can't go that far with stuff like that, because they really, you know, it ties into so many other brands and stuff. Mm-hmm. Yeah, if it was Bugs Bunny, it wouldn't have had the same, you know, I'm sure there was a monster Bugs Bunny, you know, in some of the old episodes or something. It wouldn't have been the same.
No.
You know, Mickey, I guess they have to be really careful. So there you go. That's all the Twitter quotes anyway.
Yeah, that's all from Twitter.
Well, there you go. That's
most people fondly remembering it, but obviously not all.
No, not all. And I think that's it. Like I read something on my trawling. Someone's talking about stuff, because this is where sort of about the merchandise being very hard to find. And someone found this rare jacket that they've been desperate to get, and they wore it to Disneyland. And someone in a Disneyland shop like accosted them and almost like chased them out of the store, because they said, like, how dare you wear counterfeit stuff in Disneyland?
Really?
Like, yeah. And they were like, you know, basically like, that's not Mickey Mouse. You shouldn't. It was like, it's that hard to find that it was actually officially licensed.
Oh, really?
Stuff. But yeah, like, so there are people that are really averse to it.
That's pretty wild. Yeah,
it's pretty wild. I mean, let's dig into the actual show, the episode. Overall, I mean, it's not too dissimilar. I mean, it's clearly got its own vibe.
Hmm.
But would you say it still feels like a Mickey Mouse short?
I'd say so. Yeah, I still feels very Mickey.
Especially with the new stuff, you know, like that we have.
Oh, yeah.
It doesn't seem too far apart from it.
No, like, Mickey seems like himself through most of it. He still
I felt like this is not really Mickey Mouse was the video game at the start.
Right.
Like, you know, going into sort of a zombie mode playing the video game.
Yeah.
And, like, telling Minnie off for getting in the way and stuff.
Yeah.
Which, I mean, we've all been there, but yeah, that didn't feel very Mickey to me.
Right, yeah. No, that makes sense. Yeah.
But it was a funny gag. I mean, I still laughed at the game itself.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. That was pretty cool.
Dopey versus the evil stepmother on Mortal Kombat.
Yeah.
It's a game I play.
Yeah, oh yeah. I mean, they should have made that a real big tie-in, because that would have sold.
Yeah.
That would have sold shipped some copies that way. But yeah, I mean, overall, it felt like, I don't think I was noticeably going like, this is not Mickey Mouse, and I mean, it's quite short. It's only like what, 9 minutes or something like that. Like, it's not particularly very long. So all the events happen quite quickly, and I think that just kind of means that you just get it. I think if they'd spent longer doing it, it may have still sort of dragged out the horror to it, but it's still kind of quick. Like, it's a bite-sized little thing, and you're like, yeah, okay. So, you know, there was some spooky stuff in there, but it was still all over. Still had a happy ending, you know, that kind of thing. Still felt very Disney.
What was really weird, in a way, is that obviously all the voice cast is, you know, pretty standard for Mickey Mouse. You've got Mickey, Minnie, then Pete and Pluto. But then just in the middle of it all was Kelsey Grammer. as Dr. Frankenollie.
That's so weird. He was really good though.
It's just interesting that they just chucked him in there almost. Such a small little thing.
That's a precursor to his beast role, I guess. Just knowing that he was a mad scientist of sorts. Overall though, like, I really enjoyed that they chose to make that darker tone. It felt dark overall. I think once you got into the scientist bit and there was explosions and the kind of environment was darker, you were like, oh, this is actually a bit spooky now. What did you think?
No, I really like, I remember when I saw it, I really liked it as a kid. Obviously, monsters when we were kids as well were really in. I think that's something that's probably easy to forget now. But when this came out, monsters were everywhere. So it was obviously, you know, it wasn't just on its own some weird monster Mickey. It was just it was a fashion, wasn't it?
Oh yeah.
And it was in the middle of it, so it didn't feel like crazy out of the way. And I would say, the actual art and animation was really good.
Oh yeah, yeah, I was really impressed with the look of it. Like, just a lot of the backgrounds and stuff, like the scenes looked amazing. And so much
it gives you an idea of like what you miss out of, you know. We talked the other week about, you know, 2D animation and the difference and stuff. But then you watch one like this and you kind of like, well, yeah, this really is as good as, you know, watching 3D animation when the art's this nice.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, this much effort. Because that's the trouble, I guess. You know, you can have a nice art style, but the backgrounds and stuff were really good.
Yeah.
They put work
into many, like, cityscapes and, like, we're at the top of the tower and stuff, like, you just see in the city a lot.
Yeah.
Everything like had depth, and it looked so good. Like, I remember just kind of feeling like I was being silent because I was just looking around. That's really cool. That's really fun.
And it had that. Yeah. I think, you know, you can kind of tell that this kind of stuff came out of, it still had that Roger Rabbit vibe to it.
Yeah.
And you know those sort of, when Spielberg did like animated stuff in movies.
Yeah.
It had that like really nice quality to the 2D. Like, there was a lot of work gone into it.
Yeah.
And that just kind of disappeared. I guess as like computers became more prominent in the process.
Yeah, they just kind of got rid of that.
Yeah. But it's a shame because this is where, You can't get that in. This is only in 2D animation that you can get this kind of quality way. Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah, definitely.
It is really nice in that sense.
Mm.
It still had, you know, a very cartoonish quality to the overall piece.
Yeah, there's still a few cool little gags in there as well. Like, I enjoyed like the X-ray showing that Mickey's brain was like in his ears as well.
Yeah,
I thought that was fun.
He's got like a Mickey-shaped brain.
Yeah, thought that was cool.
Yeah,
the stuff like bits and pieces in the paper. Obviously, the video game that we mentioned as well, and then like the way that they used the environment as well for the end, just having like the billboard become like an active part of the sort of set there, and eventually like yo-yoing the character forever, which I thought was a pretty cool way to go.
Well, that was, and it was like, it really, like, it used the animation as well, didn't it? Like, in a way that the old cartoons did.
Yeah, yeah.
Which is something that you need in a Mickey, because obviously the Mickey shorts, they are those old cartoons.
Yeah, yeah. I think it was essentially like quite unexpected as well, because like you get Mickey like falling into this spooky kind of like mad scientist thing, and you're like, oh, well, they're never going to actually like swap his brain. Like, how's he going to get out of this? But then they actually just kind of go all in and like, he's a monster now. It's like, okay, I didn't see that. I thought it'd go somewhere else. I thought he'd be running for the whole episode away from
something.
But it's like, no. It makes it feel fresh, I think.
Yeah. And I think, do you know what? The crazy thing is, if they hadn't swapped his brain, You probably still see this now.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Well, I think so. I mean, it's hard to say what people really were upset with.
Yeah, yeah.
I think there's a few little things that could add to it, and together it probably made executives like, no, this is too much.
Mm-hmm.
It's an interesting one, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely. I think it's strange that they can kind of do that now. Just be like, nah, no one's allowed to see this.
It's a shame because as well, like as far as the Halloween, I mean, look at the Halloween stuff we've covered. This is actually one of the more, this is a good spooky one to watch.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, this is a good Halloween thing to watch. You know, it's only short, but
definitely.
Yeah, it's definitely got the vibes. So I would recommend, you know, if you're looking for a little spooky cartoon, this is a good one. And I mean, there's other ones that they have done older spooky ones that I think have also been not necessarily banned, but in the same way, shadow banned.
It's like every time they do a spooky one, it's like, no, actually.
No, I wish we'd never done that.
What a strange company.
So yeah, but interesting anyway. Right, okay, well, we've discussed it, so let's move on. Let's give our reviews. Drip, drip, drop, little April showers of deer's blood. It's Fawn of Duty.
Fawn of Duty is coming this summer. The battle place is the forest. The pain is coming from your weapon, and if you find a deer, get ready to pull the trigger harder than you've ever pulled it before. Mash those deers into pieces.
And don't forget Thumper and his little pals. The more rabbits mashed up, the better.
If the woods are still standing when you're done, it's game over for you, son. Get ready for an LMG mission where you'll be spraying deer blood all over the town.
Time to multi-kill as many animals of the forest as you can. It's hunting season, Bambi style. Fawn of Duty, coming soon to a games console near you. Here at Toon Jam, we have a 3-point rating system that goes as follows. Thumbs up, spooky time. Oh boy.
Oh, yeah.
It's that time of year. Thumbs down. Ban that stuff, man.
No.
Oh man, gutted. And shaky middle, the shadow ban. Is it a real ban? Will it come back? I just don't know. So there you go. Yeah, basically, thumbs up good, thumbs down bad. Shaky middle is shaky middle. So, Jay, Mickey Mouse and Runaway Brain, your thoughts?
Well, as soon as this one started, I thought, oh, this is going to be a fun Mickey Mouse one. And I wasn't wrong. I enjoyed pretty much it all the way through. I wasn't expecting some of the twists and turns. Wasn't expecting for us to get a dark Mickey, essentially. I thought it looked great from start to finish. Like it did have a spooky vibe on pretty much everything. Even from Mickey's house was kind of in the dark and it was looking a bit gloomy and spooky mode. And then having the characters do stuff that I was like, oh, I don't think I was ever expecting to see Mickey, Minnie Mouse going bikini shopping, but here we are. another twist, another unexpected twist. But yeah, the villains were cool. It looked great, as I already said. And yeah, overall, it did have a cool like horror-y vibe. But I personally don't think it really had anything that probably went too far. Like especially compared to other stuff that came out at that time. I think it's very enjoyable, and as an adult, I could definitely appreciate it as a fun horror cartoon. So for me, it's going to be a thumbs up.
Oh, there you go. Good start to the spooky season.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, the episode itself is very different to what you'd usually expect, but not... I mean, you're not going to watch it and be like, well, I mean, some people were, but I don't think... On average, someone will watch it and be like, "What? This is madness!" It's not too far. I'd say it, you know, possibly feels more Looney Tunes-ish than Disney. But I don't think that's necessarily a bad thing. It's still a nice little entry. It looks amazing, like really amazing, and kind of shows you that, I guess, the really high quality of the possible 2D animation. Kind of, you know, we've not seen it since, in a way. So it's a shame, but it also does look amazing. You can kind of understand. There are elements to it that I do understand. Like you say, you know, they're just different bits to Mickey as a character. Like you say, bikini shopping is an interesting one. And it's weird because obviously at the end they're on the, you know, they're in their swim shorts and bikini. You don't think anything of it.
No.
But they and I think if it's just the fact that they made a shot for it and then kind of made a little bit of a saucy gag of it, that's where it was kind of like, oh well, that's an interesting choice, and you can kind of see why Disney might not like that. But overall, I think it was a great episode. It had a lot of good little Easter eggs and stuff that we've not discussed, like and there's like cameo appearances. I think Zazu from Lion King, isn't it, a couple of times?
Oh really?
But yeah, I think it was a fun little short. I remember seeing it as a kid and enjoying it as well. So yeah, I too am a thumbs up.
Look at that.
Wow. There you go. Wow. Back on the scene for Spooky Time. I think last year we had quite a dull season. I think we were a bit disappointed, but we're off to a good start.
Yeah. And I mean, like, I'm glad I've seen this now. This is probably one of my favourite Mickey things that I've witnessed. It's up there for me now.
That's it. There you go. So you never know what you're going to see in the spooky month.
It's true.
So there you are. Thank you very much for listening. If you enjoyed today's episode, please feel free to rate and review us wherever you listen to us. It really does help us out. It helps people find us. And if you would like bonus episodes, you can go over to our Patreon page where we do all sorts of different bonus things. We're doing a dinosaur run at the moment. We have many of our older episodes over on YouTube, and you can find us at Toon Jam Pod. And then if you're listening on YouTube to it, this is probably an older episode by now, you can stay current on our feed wherever you listen to your podcasts. And if you'd like to get in touch with us on the three shadow bands of the internet, Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, you can do so at Toon Jam Pod. Feel free to say hi. But otherwise, once again, thank you for listening. And until next time, you stay spooky.
Hey, everyone. Thank you for listening. If you want to help the show keep going, you can be extra jammy by heading over to our Patreon page at patreon.com/toonjampod. Here you can get a shout out on the show or unlock bonus episodes. Ratings and reviews anywhere you listen to the podcast also really help us out. So thank you and stay jammy.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince, they exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. It streamlines your processes to make your business more efficient, which makes you less busy. Mail checks, invoices, legal documents, and everything you need to keep your business running with Stamps.com. Seamlessly connect with every major marketplace and shopping cart. Schedule package pickups and see your cheapest and fastest shipping options from different carriers. With rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS rates. And with the Stamps.com mobile app, you can take care of mailing and shipping wherever you are. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Sign up with code PROGRAM for a 4-week trial, plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's Stamps.com. Code PROGRAM.